The Crawford Clergy Council and the Crawford Interfaith Human Relations Committee came together Wednesday evening at St. Michael's to celebrate the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Reverend Alfred E. Brown, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, gave the commemorative message. Afterward, he told me a little about what he had to say.
Well, I just felt that we get together often to celebrate, but we need to recognize that the work still goes on. As Dr. King said, no one is free until all are free. And though we don't have the tensions in this country that we had years ago, there's still a lot of work to be done to bring about attitudes of equity for all people.
One of the things you mentioned was that Crawford has been holding this event for 33 years now. That's remarkable in and of itself.
Well, this community has always been very supportive of issues such as this, and that's why I commended everyone for their support even on this night.
Janice Grievous was given the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Award for Human and Civil Rights. The award is presented by the Crawford Clergy Council and the Interfaith Human Relations Committee. Rabbi Ben Goldstein is the president of the Crawford Clergy Council, and I asked him why Crawford comes together for an event like this.
Since I've been here, I can just say that this is very characteristic of this town. This is a town that people come together in all sorts of occasions, whether to support each other through Hurricane Irene or to come together to celebrate and commemorate the legacy of a man who affected all of our lives. It's part of what makes this town unique, part of what makes this town so great, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Tell me a little bit about how the Clergy Council and the Interfaith Council were able to pick Janice to be the recipient of this evening's recognition.
Well, Janice has been doing so much work for so long, it wasn't a very difficult decision. When her application came in through email, we just said, anybody have anything to say? And we all kind of said, hooray, and this is a perfect choice for this honor.
The Clergy Council itself, for those who might not be familiar with it, tell me just a little bit of what that is.
Well, we represent the different houses of worship here in Crawford. Our goal is to bring together people for, as you're seeing now, coffee and fellowship, and to bring together people of all different faiths to have a dialogue about what binds us and the fact that faith is something so important to all of our lives, and there are so many things that bring us together and so few things that divide us that we are trying to create a cohesive community in a time when community has become an afterthought.
The second annual day of service will be held on Monday, January 20th between 4:30 and 6:30 in Bates Hall at the First Presbyterian Church. This is Bernie Weigenblast, Crawford Radio.